The following program is brought to you by the Zero DB podcast feed.
Hey, we just saw Deadpool 2, and we have a reaction. All right, so we just got done watching Deadpool 2.
Yes.
Let's try something different. Before we jump into our reaction to Deadpool 2, let's talk about quickly about the trailers we saw.
Okay.
We tried to remember them, right?
Yes.
And they were.
So the first one was that I remember was Hereditary, that crazy, like, with Toni Collette.
Yes.
Scary film. It's a scary film. It just looks completely out of here. I'm not going to see it. I already know I can't see that movie. But there was that. There was the Sicario 2.
Sicario 2. That looks really good. It makes me want to watch Sicario 1.
Yeah, I never saw it either, but Benicio Del Toro's in it. Josh Brolin's in it. They look pretty kick-ass. So that looked great. Hotel Artemis with Jodie Foster.
That looked really good.
And like a slew of wonderful actors. Yes. That looked really cool. But is that in like any... one of these hero universes, or is that just like a standalone movie?
I don't know
either, but it kind of lent itself to be a superhero movie. It's about like a hospital for criminals, so it just seems like it could be right up that alley.
Arkham or something, you know?
Yeah, like that. Then there was I know there was more. Oh, the one that we thought our son would like.
Yes.
The Teen Titans.
Yeah. Teen Titans.
It's like Robin.
Animated movie.
Yeah. And they want to be heroes. And why aren't movies
They want to be like the main.
Like the main heroes.
Yes.
And
that's really good.
So that looks really cute. But it's an animated movie.
Right.
The Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible. Fallout.
Right.
Mustache Gate.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Deadpool 2. Obviously the sequel to Deadpool 1.
Yeah. You are correct.
I mean, what I gotta say is, like, just right off the bat, two thumbs up.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely two thumbs up. Of course, this is spoiler free, so you don't have to worry about that. But, everything I expected and everything I was looking forward to in a Deadpool movie came true again.
Yeah.
I never knew how much I liked Deadpool until these movies came out.
Yeah, I didn't even know Deadpool before these
movies came out. Yeah, I mean, like, there was the Deadpool in Wolverine.
Yeah.
Which
I didn't even connect to this Deadpool when the first Deadpool came out. Like, I didn't realize it was.
Right, it was just a failed attempt at Deadpool.
Yeah.
But I mean, in the spirit of Deadpool, I mean, like, that's. I mean, yes, we saw Avengers Infinity War, we saw Black Panther, we saw Thor, we saw all these huge blockbuster, huge, comic nerd explosion of movies, and I watched this one, and this is the one I like. Like, this is the kind I like.
Yeah.
This makes me happier than Avengers and Thor and all that.
Okay.
It's something about... I mean, I gotta say, it's also Ryan Reynolds.
He's great.
And his character, it somehow works so perfectly well, and with like the modern day references to everything, kind of brings you in, and it keeps you grounded in reality of where you are, but also helps you.
Yeah.
It gives like excuse to like, well, okay, you go now. You do your thing now. You know.
It's the irreverence. I think like it just does whatever it wants, the movie. I mean, they really just do whatever they want. They play with reality, like between what's a comic book, who are the actors in it, what else have they done. You know, like, it's just a lot of humor.
It's the typical, apparently in the Deadpool comic books, he's constantly breaking
the fourth wall.
And that's what Deadpool was all about. Yeah. And that's what attracted it to Ryan Reynolds, too. That's what he always loved about that character.
Okay. Well, there's definitely a lot of that, and sort of blurring the lines in a variety of ways. So in that way, also, like, what's tasteful, what's acceptable.
Yes.
Gender roles, even, you know, family roles, like what it means to be an adult, what it means to be a child, just playing with a lot of different themes and different things going on. So there's a deeper level to the movie, even though it's like so out there and in your face and just obviously trying to get laughs.
Onion. This yeah, movie's I mean, the an movie, onion. There's the a lot of layers.
About getting laughs, like yeah. you know,
it's, there's like it's, belly,
yeah,
laugh out loud moments,
and then it's like you know, kick butt moments, yeah. and then
the next
like,
thing you know, you're crying.
There's like yeah, touching you know? Moments, and then yeah. there's like the romantic moments. So, all of it is just very well put together. You can tell the team, everybody involved in making the film, really knew the right touch.
Yeah,
because it's very successful. And that's it. And is this truck gonna hit us?
Nah, he's just getting into the spot here.
But yeah, no, we really, really enjoyed it. I was surprised to see Josh Brolin again. He just played Thanos, so I'm like, what the freak, Marvel? Like, really, you're just gonna give him right? like every part ever?
But he was great in this.
He's great. I mean, he's so great. Good.
Yeah,
he's so great.
Yeah.
But you know,
and I then, think every character in this, like, I don't know. I guess the way this was a much cooler Suicide Squad
oh,
than Suicide
yeah,
Squad
yeah.
ever was.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, like, you have that hodgepodge of, like, characters. Some don't stay very long. Some are brand new and welcome additions that you're like, oh, right, cool. Kicks
right.
butt. You know, I
right.
like that. So, but it was definitely, yeah, better, way better than Suicide
and
Squad.
And the funny thing is that we don't know all these characters that we saw in this movie because we're not comic book people. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure for people who already know these other characters,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
it's even funnier
right.
and even more intriguing and more right. like, whoa, they went there, you know,
mm-hmm.
which you can just tell there's a depth to also, but it's also not deep enough where we were lost.
Yeah, no,
like
no.
it didn't matter
no.
in a way as far as storytelling went. It didn't mm-hmm. matter who these characters were
right.
as far as how deep they were in this Marvel
right, right.
history, you know?
Right, right.
For us, they did what they needed to do to get the story across, and we mm-hmm. loved it, you
and,
know?
And give us a fun ride at the same time. I mean, it was really funny.
It was really funny.
And
that
enjoyable.
Was one I'd go back and watch again in the theaters.
Oh, for sure.
Quickly, because I'm sure there's stuff I missed because I was laughing,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, definitely. It's not, you know, you don't feel like at any point in the movie you're like, okay, when's this going to be over? Not at all.
No.
It's like from beginning to end, you're laughing or watching an intense fight or, you know, crying. I cried.
Yeah.
Or,
we laughed, know, we
yeah,
cried.
No, but you're constantly feeling something. Like
yeah.
something's happening constantly in every frame. So it's jam packed with,
and it's almost like he's narrating
thrills.
What you're feeling
yeah.
throughout the movie too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's really good. He's great at it. And I think he produced this one too.
Yeah,
I don't know if he
like
produced
it.
The first one.
I think so too. I think
but,
it had something to do with it.
He
yeah.
was listed as a writer. We're talking about Ryan Reynolds. He was listed as a producer and a writer.
Yeah. He might own the character.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean it's definitely great
yeah.
and good for him.
Yeah. So, you know, if you saw Deadpool 1, obviously it helps because Deadpool 1 was like an origin.
Yeah, but
film.
I don't even remember. I remember really enjoying Deadpool, but I don't even
yeah.
remember what happened in
right.
Deadpool to then see this movie. And,
which didn't
like,
matter.
Lost. It
yeah,
didn't
the
matter.
Plot of Deadpool 1 didn't matter.
No.
It was just a good origin story to help with this one.
Yeah.
Basically.
Like, you could definitely watch them out of order.
Yeah.
I definitely want to go back and watch Deadpool. You own Deadpool,
yeah.
so maybe we'll
yeah.
watch it tonight.
Totally. Yeah.
And then we'll be like, oh, wait, that did make sense now that I'm...
Right, right, right. Of course.
but,
you know, we're the casual film watchers,
yeah.
so it's not like we're nerding out and have to
yeah.
know all these facts.
No.
Which is why we like doing this, because
yeah.
it's like
it's
the
fun.
Everyday people watching these, you know...
We came to see it in New Rochelle.
High dork films, you
at
know, that we
Regal,
love.
Regal cinemas with the really nice chairs.
Yes.
We were really
electronic
impressed.
Reclining chairs.
Nice. What is it? Reserved seating?
Reserved seating.
Really nice chairs.
Yeah. A, little
very nice.
A little pricier than usual, but...
Yeah, probably because of those two things.
Those
but,
chairs, yeah.
Theater was great. So, New Rochelle might be another stop for us from now on for watching movies, definitely.
Right. So, yeah, so that was Deadpool 2. And that's it. We've been doing a lot of reactions lately. We'll get back to normal movie reviews as soon as we can, as soon as life slows down a little bit.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Once again, thanks for watching and thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
If you like what you just heard and saw, don't forget to subscribe. Also, check us out at ZeroDBPodcast.com. Thanks.